T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New York State DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos is joining me this morning to talk about the air quality from these smoky wildfires in Canada. Basil, thanks for the time. This seems really unprecedented for such a large part of the country to be impacted by such smoky conditions.
You're right, Susan. It's really been since 2002 that we've had this statewide alert in place about unhealthy air. And it's obviously coming from all the smoke in Canada, but we have to deal with it here at the local level.
What triggers an alert like this, this air quality alert that is in effect for all of Western New York until midnight, and I think even possibly the entire state?
That's right. It is the entire state. And we use the best science every day to let the public know what the air quality conditions are. And over the last few days, we've been looking at the smoke moving into the state. And of course, it's everyone can see it and smell it. You mentioned that in your intro, the taste of it in some places. So we've got levels all across the state that are at least in the unhealthy zone. In some places, Western New York now, that's in the unhealthy for sensitive group zone, which is the orange category. But even up to the North Country in Clayton, New York, it's up into the hazardous zone. So we're looking at this very closely. Obviously, weather patterns change, but we're advising New Yorkers to remain inside, not to perform strenuous activities if you're in one of those zones, and try to limit your exposure to the smoke.
What is the air quality around here? Can you look at that, the level? What is it and what should it be?
Well, right now there's a scale that goes between 0 and 400. So right now the Western New York area is between 100 and about 120 on that scale, which means it's in the orange unhealthy for sensitive groups category. That means everyone should take precautions, but if you are an asthmatic, if you've got heart disease, you really need to limit your outside exposure. As the day goes on, we'll be looking at how the numbers change. But right now, at least we see Western New York as in that orange zone.
I've seen this morning on Twitter, and a listener has even texted this to us, that they could see ashes floating down, forming like a dust layer on the top of their truck hood. Does that surprise you? You know, being this far away from the fires?
It doesn't. I mean, if listeners may remember last year that, 2 years ago, that we had fires out in California that were causing general conditions here in the state, in New York. That was at a much higher level. Now we're at a low level. I mean, these fires, while far away, are still only a couple hundred miles away, and the air quality conditions are effectively keeping that smoke at the low level. So all that smoke and all that ash is just traveling right across through Ottawa, through the Great Lakes, and into New York.
What is actually in the air? Like, how unhealthy is this?
Great question. Well, really, what we're looking at right now is what's called particulate matter. And that's very fine bits of solid material. If you think of a campfire or something, you're left with ash. That's what gets lofted into the air, is that very fine material, and it breaks down. The reason it's such a concern is that it's so small it can get into your lungs and stay in your lungs. And that's why we're telling folks who are asthmatic or have other conditions like that, that they really need to take care outside. I mean, really, everyone should take care outside, because that particulate matter is a health concern to everyone. But there are some groups that are more sensitive to it than others.
I noticed that some schools, including Buffalo Public Schools, have canceled all outside activities today. Is that something that, you know, why you would post an air quality alert?
It is. We try to put the best science out there as quickly as possible so that school districts can make decisions as to the health and safety of their kids. And I see Buffalo's taking some action. I know New York City is contemplating the same, and some other municipalities were already on top of that yesterday. So, yeah, this is the right thing to do. Listen to the experts out there and make the decisions to keep your people safe.
You know, in addition to the smoke from these wildfires that are, you know, hundreds of miles away, it's very dry around here. We haven't had rain in some time. Is there some concern about the dryness, the smoky conditions, you know, for a possible local wildfire?
Good question. Yes, we are watching that very closely. We're not at the stage that that Canada was a couple of weeks ago when they began seeing their flare-ups, but we are monitoring this closely. It has been very dry. It's been hot in some places, windy in some places. We're on alert statewide. We've got our firefighters within DEC. We're talking closely with state fire as well as local fire departments about those kinds of conditions and urging people, because of those dry categories the state's in right now, to just limit burning of debris outside or any, you know, uncontained campfires, because that can then trigger these kinds of blazes that get out of control quickly.
That really is unusual. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Susan. Appreciate it.
New York State DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.